Returning to Vatican News, for over 80 years, the Pontifical Institute for Christian Archaeology has been at the forefront of studying the earliest artifacts of the Christian world. Located in Rome near the Church of St. Mary Major, the Institute offers a PhD program to between 50 and 60 students. Earlier this week, I went to their offices and spoke to the secretary of the Institute, Dr. Olaf Brandt. He compared what the Institute does to those who study the Church Fathers, saying that Christian archaeology is like studying the Church Fathers in stone.
Of course, you should know something about both fields because they are completely different. Because when you study the writings of the Church Fathers, you study the deep, profound ideas of individual thinkers. What we study is the life of the Christian people, the structures, the physical structures, which tell us something about how the people lived and celebrated. And what we study is especially important to understand the celebrations, the liturgy of the earliest Christian church. Because the oldest complete liturgical texts are early medieval, but the remains of architecture, of church architecture, are older than that. So architecture is actually an older source to liturgy than the liturgical texts themselves.
These students who come here, of course, coming from other usually educational institutions, what's the relationship of this institute with other archaeology programs, both in other Catholic universities, for example, and also with the secular universities?
It's possible to study Christian archaeology also in other universities, but we are the most specialized center in the world for this field. So students who really want to continue with work and research in the field of Christian archaeology, they sooner or later they realize that they must come here.
How much of your work is centered here in Rome? How much do you study Christian areas in other places in Italy, but also outside of Italy?
Well, it depends. Of course, we teach about the entire early Christian world, the entire Mediterranean world. At the same time, as for research, I must say that we are perhaps concentrated on Rome and Italy mostly, not exclusively, but mostly, because the other important field for Christian archaeology is, of course, the Middle East, the Holy Land. But there we have the Franciscan archaeologists in the Custodia, in the custody of the Holy Land, and they take care of that excellently, so they don't need us, so to speak.